Welcome to the second half of episode 18 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Turian's Blood Quantum Blues. The track is Mutiny. That was Mutiny from Turian's Blood Quantum Blues. The fourth band is Tropa Magicus Para Baylor Y Tri Pair with Ovni Delic. We'll be right back. Now I'd like to provide the latest unnecessary police transition at this time. On April 27th, Nina Krieger, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, announced the Firearm Violence Prevention Act, which will kick in on October 1st, 2026, via a news release on the BC Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General page, and will outlaw the following, but not limited to: transporting loaded firearms via vehicles or boats, low velocity and imitation firearms to be secured while being moved by a vehicle or a boat, discharging firearms from a vehicle or a boat, and causing a public disturbance with low velocity and imitation firearms. On April 28th, there was a shooting into a vehicle near 68th Avenue and 148th Street, where the man was pronounced dead on the scene by the Surrey Police Service, which said a second victim, another male, was moved to a hospital with minor injuries. The IHIT, the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, said that the shooting was likely targeted and part of the BC gang conflict. The SPS also reported that a vehicle was burning nearby the shooting as a possible connection, according to Jen Shimmerman of City News Vancouver. On April 29th, Eleanor Circle, the independent MLA for Surrey Cloverdale and the former Surrey RCMP spokesperson, slammed the BC government for forcing the SPS to reassign gang unit members for other needs, such as the extortion crisis that had hit Surrey hard, as she was led to believe that moving to a municipal police would mitigate the gang crisis, and called out Nina Krieger, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, quote, as they created an absolute policing shortage throughout the region. Krieger responded by saying, quote, Surrey police are reinforced by the BC RCMP, and when it comes to combating gang violence, by the CFSCU, Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, the largest integrated unit combating gang violence in the country, end quote, according to Todd Cohen and Ben Nesbitt of CTB Vancouver. Eleanor Circle, the independent Surrey Cloverdale MLA, who is a former Surrey RCMP spokesperson, and the SPS elaborated their concerns to City News Vancouver on April 30th, where the SPS confirmed that it reassigned 8 officers in its dedicated gang unit to other areas, as the superintendent of policing ordered the SPS to fully take over District 4, Cloverdale, on April 1st, instead of a phased approach like what happened in District 5, South Surrey, which would have not led to temporarily reassigning officers, according to the SPS staff sergeant, Lindsay Houghton. Eleanor Circle further slammed the BC NDP government, as BC had the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit and a local enforcement team, which got repurposed in a city that clearly has problems with firearms, vehicles, shootings. Furthermore, Circle implored that Nina Krieger, the BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, quote, it is reprehensible and the minister needs to take immediate action. Nina Krieger replied that the SPS gang unit hasn't ended, but paused to focus on the extortion, and reiterated that the SPS made operational decisions to temporarily reassign their officers, as the, quote, Surrey police are reinforced by the BC RCMP, and when it comes to combating gang violence by the CFSCU, Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, the largest integrated unit in combating gang violence in the country, according to Ben Bugara of City News Vancouver. Later on, recruits from Class 180 ran 5 kilometers with the Chief Norm Lipinski, and the Surrey Police Board had their latest meeting to cap off April 30th, where multiple topics were discussed. As for the latest numbers, I'm not sure if they have anything
updated so far for May 1st. There are still 659 officers, 134 females, 525 males, 301 visible minorities, 22 indigenous, and 505 civilian employees. These numbers are as of middle of April 2026.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Tomo Nagaguchi's Out of the Blue. Here is Sign from the Past. Thank you. Thank you for listening to episode 18 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it is... Just taking a look at a song that will close out today. It is, just a minute. I will come down with a decision soon. Okay. Marquise Hill's Beautiful Isms, Sweet Surrender. It is Free 1A featuring Kumbaya.
Wanna see it, so I made a mess. And it's dangerous. If I don't clean it, I'll be laid to rest. I'm gonna fill my genie, it's a weenus, burn frankincense like a maniac to make me mean it when I make a mess. Fake is making sense, real is dreaming from like 8 a.m. and then again that evening. Even time dissolving while I'm problem solving. I'm a diamond or a dinosaur, something that you've been wanting, but undercounted for, I'm beaming. Grow and feel like you're dying, and appeal on your heels. You really whip the way violent. Ain't got an X, ain't nothing. All get ripped away by it. Yeah. Every piece of mind, a piece of mind. Not weak, but I'm just shy, short deceiving. Innocence, innocence is what you wanna put a dent in. Every session, ascension. Between you and me, the opportune time has no numbers. Sleepy and nodding, off with your head that's filled with drugs. While admiring somebody, something you got enough of. A kerfuffle up above her, cause in the night you bite my love bug. Unbelievable, the bull is unbelievable, the bull is. Believable, the bull is unbelievable, is. Unbelievable, the bull is unbelievable, the bull is. Us, us, us. Been in line for both those. Sitting on an idea, my dear. I pigeonhole my whole soul. Busy mind and no soul. And all opinion and no rollers, though. I feel alive when I kill a villain and send it down the mortal. My backside will backslide if you backlie in our soul. Oh, for fact, I'm an intact fraction. I'm mathematical goals. We start dusting my bus, fucking some muck. When I implode, poison I dust, poison I drunk. Ain't moistened enough, dusting more too. So them moves sound like kazoos. No pity for a fool, ridicule. Might mimic soon if I do. Oh, bottom line, I'm top phenomenon. I'm blessed, buku. Been boo-hooing too long over them boo-boos. I do lose, that why any time that I move is unbelievable, bullets, unbelievable, bullets, unbelievable, bullets, unbelievable, bullets, unbelievable, bullets, unbelievable, bullets.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF.